Hi, I'm George.
I'm Dan.
I'm Rick.
And we are Queer Magnolias,
the podcast.
Each episode, we're going to talk about what it was like growing up gay in the South.
The trials and the tribulations.
The joy and the struggle.
And more importantly, how we became who we are today.
So join us for an all-you-can-eat buffet of cutting up.
Foolishness and carrying on.
Always served with a heaping helping of sass.
And that's a Queer Magnolias guarantee.
Welcome back, Magnolias.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking, Rick.
Great.
Super thanks for asking.
He didn't mean it.
What episode is this, guys?
You know what episode this is? It's episode 69.
69.
Such a magical number.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say...
I'm going to owe you one. I'm going to owe you one.
Dan, you heard that, right?
I did. I'm going to owe you one, honey. I don't know what y'all talking about.
She only knows 88 to 99.
Girl, 100%.
Maybe all the above.
All of the above is right, Dan. And maybe not individually, but collectively, we can say that our favorite number is 69. So why don't we talk about our favorite episodes?
From the past forever.
The 69. Think about that. That's a lot.
That's a lot of sixes and nines.
I mean, you know. 69 goes into 34 how many times?
You will never know, honey. It's I can tell you my favorite episode was all of them because I was in them.
Oh, girl, you are that fucking answer. You've used it twice now.
You know why? It never gets old. It never gets old, Danny.
It's just like, I'm always my favorite.
I am my favorite. I don't know. I'm not really sure who you people are. I know I'm my favorite.
So I'll go first.
Of course you will.
Of course.
Why not?
Like, I don't have one. I have, like, a list. I have a list. But my favorite Rick episode is Welcome to the Funhouse, where he talks about the carny.
The carny.
And for everyone listening, that was episode 19. So get into it.
Well,
oh, that was a fun one. Yeah.
That was a super fun one.
Was that also the one that we talked about the parking lot? No. What was that? The wrestling.
Well,
I think it was the kink episode. Rick has tried to walk back that carny episode several times.
I have never tried to walk it back. I've just tried to, you know,
minimize it, walk it back. It's all the same thing, honey.
The thing about that,
you
was
say tomato, kink. I say tomato.
Was like cotton candy and carousels, and Rick's like sex in a trailer. So,
like, well. If this trailer's a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Bay windows and garden tubs, honey.
Recognize.
Lord have mercy.
And Dan, I think my favorite episode between you and I.
Yes, darling.
Hands down. 100%.
Of course. Yes.
Episode 30. The Great Chicken Pastry Wedding.
That's honestly
supposed to be my favorite.
Yeah, I think we've all talked about that.
We all love that one.
It's one of the best. I mean, it lasted so long after that, too.
well, it started so many years before, so it's like the never-ending war.
Well, it is, honey. I mean, chicken and pastry is so fantastic.
Chicken pastry?
Chicken
pastry. No, ma'am. Nobody wants that shit. No one. You got to get the chicken bones out of that, George. Come on, bring it on. Bring it into the new century.
Here's the thing. I don't remember much about the episode except you and I fighting about chicken pastry. I don't know what else we talked about, honestly.
I honestly don't remember much about it either. I just remember after it was over, we were looking for a title, and I was like, how can you not do the chicken pastry wars?
Well, yes. And it worked out because a lot of people have weighed in.
They have.
And for those of you that saw the social media for it, George and I fought because I was really on the side of putting "and" in parentheses in the graphic, and he absolutely refused. He went with chicken pastry.
Oh, how
because
sweet
I get
is that?
As graphic designer.
Yes. And
that's
I'm
why he doesn't give me the layered files.
And I'm assuming
1,000,000%.
And I'm assuming Rick wants me to pay for something. I'm not sure what it is just yet. But I think that
I always want you to pay for something. It doesn't matter what it is. I just want you to pay for it.
You got that kind of handy.
That ampersand will cost me, I'm sure.
What's your favorite George episode?
Dan.
No, George. George. Well, you, George.
Me.
Right. Oh, no, we're not going to do that. Dan's been drinking. What's George's episode?
So I love
any episode George is in is my favorite.
Me too.
Oh, Lord.
I really love like episode 56, which was the fluidity. I love that episode. I think it was important. I think
I was going to say, I think that was 55 actually, but I was going to say that for Jake, because I think it was one of our more popular episodes, and it really kind of gave Jake an opportunity to really shine and sort of talk about his life and his side, and we got to see more of Jake in that episode. I agree with that. That was one of my favorite episodes too.
No, I think like very good. I think 55 was guns and white privilege and children.
Oh, it might be. I'm not looking at the actual platform. I'm looking at the Excel document. So it could very well be. I'm not going to argue it. But
yeah, and I think that Jake had like this amazing moment in like the Real Me episode, which I don't have the number in front of me, but like same season, such a great season where we all kind of come out. We're like, this is the real me, which like maybe is things we don't talk about. And I think that when bisexuality really came to the forefront.
Yeah.
Was that reclaiming our authentic self?
Yes, that
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
All right. So there we go. Jake.
Absolutely. I mean, reflecting on that, when we sit down and we have these like serious conversations, like we laugh a lot. We know we say a lot of jokes. We talk about shit, but I feel like in my journey in my life, it has been very hard for me to express myself. And being here on the Magnolias platform, I felt like I've been able to say things that maybe I haven't been able to say even to individuals. So Fluidity episode and Reclaiming Ourselves episode, it was an opportunity for me to just kind of pour my heart out. More than,
oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
And not that I didn't do that like in all the other 16.
No, yeah, but like these were yours. They were your episodes.
I mean, they weren't my episodes.
But they kind of were
And if I think about the progression of how I was, you know, I've always felt like I'm definitely not from the South. I'm not the Southern one, but I've always been a part of the Magnolias. And as I've progressed over the seasons, as far as my presence, I feel like by the time I got to that point, it was ready for me to express myself a little bit more.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
We all love that.
I love that. You know, the thing is,
God damn it, you should have gone last, motherfucker. Now, where do we go from there? Nobody could go anywhere from there. Sorry.
So it's
ahead,
great.
Danny.
It's a great.
I mean, I don't know. There's also the porn episode. That was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, well. I have a lot, but go ahead, Danny.
No, I mean, so that's what Queer Magnolias is about. It's about saying who we are and where we've been and what we've been through. And that's exactly what Jake's talking about. He said, here's me. I might have been a little shy over there, but I'm going to bare my soul here. That's what we're trying to do. That's what we do because it's important. I mean, I am the most important one. Everybody should look to me because I'm the prettiest and the oldest. And all of that stuff. But here's
respect your elders, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Respect
your elders.
So what's your favorite episode?
My favorite episode is any episode I've been in. I told you that. But I think the daddy episodes are always the most fun.
I agree with that. Yep.
Right. I mean, totally it's not just
that.
It's not
they
just
were
about,
also very popular too, right?
They are popular.
Mm-hmm. So people.
I mean, I would say it again, Jake. Sorry, I stepped.
People resonated well with them,
and I feel like you had a very special relationship with your father,
and it came through. It was loud and clear.
Oh, I did. You know, I'm
the Nancy Drew stories are probably my favorite.
Oh, honey, I was in a bookstore yesterday. And I looked and I found Nancy Drew. It's just the thing I do. I love that. But I also love the fact that daddy is so many different things. It's just, I had a great relationship with my dad, but there's daddy pull my hair, and there's daddy. Can I?
Oh, Lord, now she's jumping seasons. She's jumping seasons. Really, everybody hold on tight.
I'm doing.
Hold on tight. She's getting to that rollaway bed.
Honey, we did four daddies, honey. Trust me, honey. I mean, we brushed my hair, daddy. Pulled my hair, daddy. All those.
That's my daddy. Not my daddy. My daddy.
Right. All
your zaddy daddy. Your zaddy daddy.
See? Well,
I mean, if you go back to it, our third episode was Big Daddy. So that goes all, I mean, not just all the way back, but literally.
Yeah.
Well, literally, say, darling, all the way back.
I was going to say my favorite episode
was
actually my all-time favorite episode was our very first episode, We're Coming Out. And the reason is because it was the first time we all got together in a room and recorded the same goddamn episode nine times.
Nine times.
You guys don't know the real first episode because of it. There's many first episodes.
Right? Jake, we could have started 18 years ago, but we just kept recording the first episode.
Well, I mean, the first two times, it sounded horrible because we tried it on Zoom. Then we did it in person. Then we forgot to hit record on the thing. And it just became, it was one thing after another. It was so crazy. It was insane. But I mean,
kudos
will always...
to all of you, all three of you, for like laughing at my menthols and White Rain story.
Like it was the first time we heard it. And the same with my Diana Prince stories and all of that. So like the first time that's the consummate professionals that we are. Laugh like true it's that. The first time you've heard it.
True that, but I do think we all should get some White Rain and menthols and get in the back of a Cadillac and figure out what that's about, you know? Was it a Cadillac or a Pontiac? I don't remember.
It was a champagne Cadillac.
Champagne, honey. Champagne, not champipple.
Champipple, honey. Champipple.
There's a little glitter.
There's a little glitter in there. That's what I'm
saying. But there are two other favorites that I actually had too. And another one was our Gay Pride special, which with our friend Tommy. Hi, Tommy from the UK.
Hi, Tommy.
That was a really fun one, getting to sort of, he was our first guest actually on the show, and it was really
That's
nice
true.
To come to have him. So that was quite lovely. And then I do have to say the true crime episode that we did.
Girl. Oh,
that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was so good.
Yep.
That was popular.
That story you told, Dan, like, I still think about that story.
Honey, Sylvia
to kill somebody.
Right? And just shove a little plastic down the child's throat. Yes. It was crazy. Crazy. However, it turns out that true crime was very popular. And I think all the audience should chime in and say whether they would like one or 10 more of those, because it turns out that got a lot of traction and a lot of talking. So, do y'all want to hear some more?
Everybody actually did have a comment. Everybody chimed in like they knew this part of the story or that part of the story, or it reminded them of something else. It really did strike quite the conversation.
It did.
I think we should do a live show. What's that?
What's her name, Dan? Blanche Taylor.
Blanche Taylor Moore, honey. The Black Widow.
The Black Widow.
Right. Maybe we should do a live show where people can actually come on and ask questions in real time.
Why not?
You know, I was thinking about an episode. You know, we a lot of times we talk amongst ourselves. We just talk shit. It's the four of us. That's always.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I do.
Guilty. And, you know, we don't always reach out outside of that zone, but when we did a Notorious GAY episode, which we had a couple of, I was really, really excited to speak with Lee Nolan and have that personal connection to Freddie Mercury. Like, I at that point, I remember just being a part of Queer Magnolias and like, holy shit, this is something cool. Like, look how many people are looking at us, look how many people are watching us. And I love that about being a part of this podcast.
Oh, Lee would love to hear that. We should tag him when this goes out. I think he'd love to hear that. So I was going to say the Notorious G.A.Y.s were another one of my favorites as well. I think we can probably consider the Leslie Jordan ones a Notorious G.A.Y., even though we didn't label it that way.
I mean, legendary.
Legendary.
Indeed.
Oh, legendary, darling.
Legendary.
Legendary, darling.
So I feel like, really honestly, like our latest season has been.
I was going to say that too. So, I feel like
people have said that season 5 is like the one where we've hit our stride.
And I think that we've talked a little bit about that too, because I feel like we've kind of gotten to this place now where we're like, and you actually, you said it best, and you can say it now if you want to, but we sort of,
what did I say?
You had said we stopped trying to relate everything back to being from the South, and we just related it back to just being us. And I think as a result of that, it becomes a little more real. The conversations become more real, the more personal, a little more, you know, a little more in depth. And I think that I feel like that's shining through, and I feel like we're just hitting our stride.
I agree. Cause I feel like if you're still listening in season 5, you're not here for like the magnolias and the moonlight. You're here for us and our personalities. And you want to hear like, you know.
Excuse me, that should be a song. I feel like that should totally be a song.
Ecumenically, it also makes sense because y'all went from the South to the West Coast. So there's the whole
trend. Southern California. Uh-huh. From the South to Southern California.
Point right. There's a shift and change in where you are.
Yes. So does this mean we should probably redo our intro for the next season?
Maybe.
All right.
And I don't think we can talk about season 5 without talking about episode 64, which was Jesus Loves Me Too. Right.
Oh my God. And we still, you know what? I'm actually sad that we didn't get James Finn onto the show. It didn't work out on his schedule and our schedule. I want to change that.
Yes.
At some point, but he writes such incredible, necessary articles about what's happening in the world today. And the work that he does with Rainbow Youth Foundation. And I just think it's important to sort of shine a light on that. So you have to find ways to include him moving forward.
Absolutely.
And such a riveting story.
Right.
Harrowing in the fact that, like, this is still happening in 2022.
Right.
And yet here we are, where we think, oh, we're so progressive now.
And then we're living, you know, in a world where people are more enlightened, because we like to think that people have access to more information, and that's not nearly the case.
So here's the greatest thing about that is we have a long ways to go, but we as Queer Magnolias are bringing things into our world, and we're putting it out there. We are making a difference. We've a long ways to go, but we are making a damn difference. And I am so proud of what we're doing. And we all want to make it even better. So the James Finns of the world, come on, let's do it. Bring it on. Because it's important what we're doing.
And what you're doing.
Yes. And I think that's so important what you just said, Dan, because like I feel like going forward for the Queer Magnolias, as I said a minute ago, like it's not Magnolia's and Moonlight and, you know, God's name.
Well, it is. I mean, it is, but it can be that. But it isn't so much more.
But I feel like we're moving to a place where it's like, what's happening now? What's happening now for your life, and what's important in society, and our takes on that. And our takes are very different, which I love. We all have a different voice.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I love, too, is that it's not one of those shows where everybody's like, yes, I agree with you. And yes, I agree with you. And yes, I agree with you. It's like, no, bitch, you're wrong. I joke, but we all have our opinions. And usually I'm right and you're okay.
Right. I might say we're adjacent, but you're sort of skewed. So let's do it this way.
So I feel like we had that in our last episode, Rick and I, or maybe me and everyone, where I was like, I'm super opinionated. I'm like, well, let's dial all that back. But like, sometimes I get passionate. I just do. I'm not Charlotte anymore.
We love that passion, and I think that's fantastic.
Look at you getting that. Look at you getting out of
Charlotte. Oh, baby's growing up.
She put her big girl shoes on now.
Oh, and panties.
Oh, she better put a big girl panties on, honey, because we don't see them.
I'm what
y'all gonna have to cut all of this out now. Y'all ain't right.
Trim. But so, another one of my favorite episodes. Sorry, I'm gonna go back to the one that I think for me was the episode that we, I don't want to say cross the line. We did something that said we said we weren't going to do from season one. We said we weren't going to talk politics.
I know what it is.
Then we went to, it was in, was it season four? I think it was. We went to, it's episode, it's called Guns, Children, and White Privilege. And that was the very first episode where we actually decided to step across the line and took a hard stance in a very, you know, pointed position on guns and what happened in Uvalde and all of that. And for me, it felt like something changed with me. And I was like, I felt like that passion just sort of came through, and it was like, I don't feel like that politics or those kinds of topics we should avoid. I don't think every episode should be that, because there should be, you know, the whole point of what we wanted to do was to be lighthearted and fun in a world full of shit, right? But sometimes you got to speak up. And so for me, that was one of those turning point episodes for me.
Oh, yeah, Little Mass and Cawthorn.
Oh. Little Maddie Cawthorn. Anybody heard from him lately?
Thank you, Madison.
Yeah, anybody heard from him lately? He's
probably, we welcome you to the table anytime you want to join.
Oh, honey,
I'll welcome you to the cross, honey. I'll tie you down. Come on over, baby. Ah!
All right, so we have to, if we're recapping, we have to bring up the episode.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, next.
Jake, you went there.
Episode 40. I mean, well, George and I, okay, before that, the morning before it happened, obviously him and I had been talking about this for a very long time. It wasn't just a morning of. It just happened to fit, right? And Dan, we said this before, Dan and Rick were completely oblivious to what was going on.
Shocked. Shocked, I say.
On our breakup. Was it for the drama? Was it for...
Hopefully. Did you play it for the clicks? You played it for the clicks, didn't you?
Do it for the gram.
You'll never know.
I will say it was, I mean, honestly, and a lot of people have reached out, at least to me. I don't know about for you, Danny, but for me, a lot of people did reach out via text and were like, did that really happen? Is that real? I mean, that really happened. Did you know? And we didn't know. We found out
we
at the moment.
Know.
Well, maybe not at the exact moment because we pre-record our shows, but we found out in that moment. And I had so many people wanting to know what happened and, you know, just all the details around it. And I was like, you know what? We know.
All right. So I had two people. One said, is George single now? And the other one said, can I have Jake's number?
I love how easily divided that was, Dan. That was
it really was.
She played that one very well, didn't she?
I'm good at that. But honestly, though, so it is a unique thing because it's something different. But then, honestly, I really did have people say, is this one single? Is that one single? It does happen. But it did sort of rock my world as well.
I think it was important for us to do that kind of in the moment because I feel like breakups, especially in the gay community or the queer community, are viewed as so negative and so venomous and so just like backstabbing. Like,
you mean all of mine?
100%. I wanted to say, look.
But we
wanted to say, look, it doesn't have to be that way. You can truly end as friends. It can be mutual. You can say, like, I celebrate your journey and you celebrate mine. And we're going to do this together as friends.
And you guys do that beautifully. What are we, a year in or some change or something like that?
Yeah,
you guys do this beautifully. I mean, it really is nice to see. And I made the joke about all of mine, but if we're being honest, not all of mine ended badly 50% of mine ended badly. The other two, I am actually really... Stop with the fingers, Danny.
The other two.
70, 90.
The other one. But half of mine ended badly. The other half, we have a really great relationship. So I'm running about a 50-50 track record.
So it doesn't always have to be thank you next, necessarily.
Exactly. Right. Although, of course.
Thank you and... How about that?
So you brought that up, Rick, about your past. That which reminded me of my favorite moments on a past episode.
We oh, Lord.
Regal.
Yes. Me too. I was thinking treading in the mud and the face melting. Let's hear it again.
That was the drag episode,
it was
right?
The drag
what was
episode.
What was that? What was the name of that episode? I'm gonna have to look it up. Hold please. Hold
season
please.
One, I feel like.
Oh, Talons and Tiaras. That was episode 5. Oh, yes. I'm on the platform now, not my Excel sheet, so I know exactly what the titles are. Oh my God, yeah, that was interesting, and yeah, every time now we see, actually, every time we see Madam. Any fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
I laugh because I'm like, these fucking assholes. But you know what? I fucking love Madam. She's a goddamn goddess, so I'll take that. Thank
icon.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%. So do you guys, anybody have any idea what our most listened to episode is?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, of course, I know, but we should know. We should give a shout out to the people listening to us.
I know.
You know, so I don't follow these things. I'm sorry.
It's all good. So the most listened, I mean, obviously the first episode is the most listened to, but come on. We all reached out to friends and family and any person that would let us talk for 2.5 minutes and be like, just listen to the episode. You can turn the volume down. It don't fucking matter. Just let it play. But taking episode 1 out of the equation, actually take the first 3 episodes out of the equation. The Pride episode was the most listened to, but then beyond that was the Fluidity episode. So I mean that I found that very interesting. Yep.
Really?
Yeah. And just below that was probably another one of my favorites and one that's kind of close to my heart and something I want to revisit in the future. Is our domestic violence episode.
That one I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. So that one, I do want to sort of revisit again in the future and talk a little bit more about that.
I love that, like, our serious topics are taken to heart with our listeners. Where people are like, I want to tune in for that. Which is nice, because, like, you know, sometimes I feel like people want fluff. Or they want salaciousness. They want sex.
Right.
I like knowing that that's not true.
Well, what I like, and, you know, I said it earlier, but what I like is that when we came into doing the podcast and we said, oh, we want to do this podcast, but there was at that time, back in 2020, all the shit happening in the world. And we were like, there's so much bullshit. And I just kind of want to be a source where you can sit together and laugh for 30 to 45 minutes. I don't want to hear diatribes about how bad everything is, because you see that and you hear that everywhere you go. I want to be something different. But that said, there's something to be said for those moments when we get passionate and fired up about something and we just have to go.
But I think that's a great thing, because what we see is good, bad, or indifferent, ha ha ha, or serious, we're taking seriously. And I also think that people really want to hear some in-depth stuff. And that's exactly what happens. And we've been bringing that. So that's a good thing.
100% that's a good thing. I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Well, that said, this is, and we didn't announce that, our last episode for the season five. Episode
season
number
five.
Get into it.
Get into it.
Get into it. Yep. Let's do it.
So we will see you next season?
Yes.
Yeah.
What does a question mark mean?
Really, George? Why a question mark?
Will we see you? Because who knows what changes could happen? It could be a whole new thing.
Well, you never know.
Yankees next season.
You know what?
Did you say Skankies?
Yankees.
Skankies or Yankees?
Yankees.
Oh, you're already a Skanky.
And ain't no Yankees here, honey. I'm Skanky, baby.
Well, thank you all for listening. This has been a wonderful season, wrapping up here with Queer Magnolias again, season number 5. You know, you can find us on iHeart, Spotify, Apple Music, and anywhere you might find your podcasts.
Or you can find us on the local street corner, too. That works, too.
You know, give a little whistle. Give a little comment. What do you want?
Give us a little like on social media, honey. We like the likes.
Once or twice would be nice. Goddamn. Like the fucking button.
Uh-huh. A little tickle, as it
were. I'll take a little slap. Everybody else can have a little tickle, honey. Slap and tickle. Right. Just below the neck, honey, not in the face. Yeah. I got meetings in the morning, honey.
See y'all soon. Love y'all.
Talk to y'all soon.
Very good. Love you.